Hello, everyone. This is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show, and it is so good to be with each and every one of you this last show of the year. So what a, you know, this is so amazing to me that we're already at 2010. And, you know, it brings up something because I know that I've gone through huge changes. And one of the reasons that I was able to get through it was because of a very, very dear friend of mine that I have known for, I guess, over 6 years. She is an astrologer, and she is known all over the world for her wonderful insights and her abilities to let you know how the earthly realms work with the, you know, the astrological realms. So I am so excited to have someone right here in my neck of the woods, right here from Atlanta, Lorelei Robbins. So how are you this evening, Lorelei?
I'm doing great, Vicki. How about yourself?
I am doing quite well. There are a lot of questions I have for you tonight, and I'm so excited to have you on the show because I know you have a lot of interesting information for our listeners. I also want to let everyone know that we already have a caller, and we're going to take you in just a moment. I wanted to let everyone know that we will be taking callers, so why don't we just go ahead, Lorelei? I don't like people to wait too much, so I want to go ahead and get Laura. Is it Laurie from Minneapolis? Laurie,
yes.
How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful.
Well, good. Is it snowing up there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
What did you say?
I said, is it snowing?
Oh my gosh, we have so much. We have more snow than we've had. We're breaking records. Yes, we have a lot of snow.
actually, Lorelei and I had snow here in Georgia, so it's pretty awesome. So
yes, that's cool.
Yeah,
this is a little extreme.
I bet. Do you have a question for Lorelei this evening with astrology?
No, I just love astrology. I didn't expect to get on the air right away. I just was hoping for a little mini reading, I guess.
Okay.
Well,
Lorelei, how
do you want to do this? Do you want to just have her give you a birth date?
Yeah, because I have my ephemeris right here. What's your birthday?
Oh, good.
June 9th of 1961.
Okay.
And I was born at 6:44 a.m. in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You said June 9th of 61, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, the first thing that's interesting about the fact that you're a Gemini is that the planet Mercury, which is the planet of communication, which is the Gemini planet, has been in an apparent backward motion. We call it retrograde since December 10th, and this ends on the 30th of December. But that's always a time of reevaluating, reviewing, revising, reworking life, looking at the details of our life to determine if things serve us or not. So, and this particular retrograde obviously came through the holiday, which, you know, could have made it even more confusing. But
right.
It's a time of kind of stepping back from your life and looking at kind of how it's working and what could be shored up, et cetera. So it's, people that know just enough to be dangerous about astrology, they'll bemoan the Mercury retrograde. Oh, my God, my car didn't start and the mail got lost and my flight was delayed. And Mercury is associated with communication and transportation. And some of those, tedious things can certainly occur when Mercury's retrograde. It's not that the planet is making it happen, but it's like the universe probably gave you lots of opportunities to kind of regroup over the last almost 3 weeks. Well, it is 3 weeks now, actually, almost. So that's the first thing I want to say is you have another 2 days of this. So, you know, this would be used in a positive way in terms of kind of knowing that you don't know. You know, in other
right.
words, that you've probably been saying a lot, well, I don't know about that, and I don't really know what I want to do about that. Or, you know, and of course the holidays tend to, you know, push everything around anyway. But a retrograde
I've definitely
is, I think,
been feeling that.
Yeah, and the beauty of, I mean, we all experience it, but Gemini, since it's your planet, can, you know, feel like, gee, why can't I, you know, my feet feel like I'm walking in cement or something. But
mm-hmm.
what I love about Mercury retrograde is usually there's some new information that comes in to some old problem, some old thing, something you've been maybe working on or chewing on for a while, and all of a sudden a piece of information that you might not have received if you'd continue to kind of be as busy, you know, as you might typically be in your life. Now, let's see. I'm sorry, you said 6, what, 6 a.m., right? 6 something a.m.?
Yeah. June. And I can tell you tiny bit, because I like astrology.
Sure.
I can tell you that that Pluto's on my descendant, and Chiron is about to go to my midheaven.
Pluto's on your descendant, so you're Cancer rising then. You're rising
right,
sun is,
right.
And your moon is Taurus, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm kind of worried about my Pluto that's right on my descendant. I don't know what that means.
Well, what that means is that the planet of power and control and transformation, Pluto, is coming up above the horizon in your chart, because the descendant is the house of relationships. It's marriage, it's partnership, it's the public, it's everybody you're in relationship with, essentially, but it's considered the house of committed partnership, but it's really everyone. But the fact that you've got Pluto on the descendant would suggest that you would be, because, you know, Pluto takes 248 years to go around the chart. So for you to have that planet come up above the horizon, which essentially would suggest that power and power issues would be more visible in your life. So, you know.
They're not invisible.
Well,
Lorelei, Pluto has to do with power, right?
Right. So however unconscious you might be about power, you could be feeling on one level, this would be one possibility, if you're not, like, straight with your own power, you know, then you could be feeling controlled, manipulated, betrayed, I'm just taking the negative side of Pluto for a minute, you know, by other people in your life. But essentially, if that's occurring, any of that, that would simply really be a reflection of where you are getting an opportunity to see that you can be that way. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. You know, it totally makes sense, because I've had a power issues throughout my life, but if I bring it up to my consciousness, maybe I can control. I can
well,
start
the fact that
control.
You've decided, what was your first name again? Lori, right?
Lori.
Laura.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Laura. The fact that, see, because I believe there's no accidents in terms of when we're born and what energies we come in with, and I don't think there are any accidents when we're in certain cycles either. I think the soul is ready to deal with that. Well, the fact that you have co-created having Pluto come up above the horizon in your chart, I mean, many people will never get that this lifetime. So it really means whatever your relationship with power has been around other people, you're getting an opportunity to take it out more, so to speak, out into society, out into your relationships. So it's almost like trying on some new clothes. They may not fit immediately. And when you say on your descendant, I don't know if that's like if your descendant is 4 degrees of Capricorn or 5 degrees.
Yeah, it's 5 degrees.
Okay, yeah, so Pluto's right there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's
so
exciting.
It is
that's
exciting.
Really cool.
It is exciting. See, and then knowing, let's see, because you see Cancer rising, yeah. I mean, then we would look at, if we were doing a reading or consultation, I would be looking at where is your birth Pluto? Where is the planet of power? Because that's the energy that's becoming now more more obvious in the world, or more recognizable. So we could say that from, and this could also suggest attracting relationships that are much more powerful, or that put you through the ringer, or that, you know, could feel fated, or, I mean, in other words, it's that to me would be a very exciting time, and it sounds like you're aware and conscious, so you can be, you know, working with this cycle in a way that's really empowering, rather than thinking everybody's out to get you, which would be the negative side of, you know, Pluto going into the house of relationships. But certainly if you're
really appreciate this, because I was taking that all as a negative thing, and that is so inspiring, and I really need to do this, so this is great.
Yeah, and if you're in any committed relationship, then, you know, it would be an opportunity for, well, let's put it this way, it would be an opportunity for transformation in how you relate to people, because by being Cancer rising, that can suggest, even though this is not a Gemini thing, but being Cancer rising, that can suggest a certain dependency. You know, in other words, it's not a bad thing. It just means it's kind of like it would suggest the mothering and nurturing side of you, that, and when you have Capricorn on the 7th, that can be, and one other level of interpretation, can be projecting father onto relationships. Like looking for...
That wouldn't be good to my kids.
Well, no, but see, if you're aware of it, then you can go, wait a minute, I can be my own authority. I can be my own parent, which we all have to do to have healthy relationships anyway. So that's very exciting.
Thank you for all this information. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling in so much, and you have a happy new year.
Oh, I
and
will.
Listen,
thank
if anybody
you.
Wants
really, really
to have a lengthy or, you know, a little longer reading with Lorelei, Lorelei, what's your website so people can know how to get to your website?
Yeah, I'll give you the email, too. The website is Lorelei Live. Lorelei is LoreleiLive.com. Or email is Lorelei, again, LoreleiYes, at AOL.
Yeah, okay, good. Good. Well, thank you so much for calling in. All
Thank
right,
you.
And Bruce, are you still there from Illinois?
Yes, I am.
How are you this evening?
I'm fine, thanks, and yourself, both of you.
Hi.
Yeah, there are two of us here. Bruce, what is your birthday, and do you have a specific question? What is your birthday?
052677.
May 2nd?
Yeah, May 26, 1977.
Another Gemini. Interesting. May 26th.
Oh, Bruce, I recognize that birth date. Okay. Yes. I recognize that birth date. So you want to go ahead and Lorelei, did you have a specific question, Bruce?
Yeah. You know, basically, I would like to know, you know, more in general where I'm going in terms of... work and kind of also any health-related concerns?
Well, you know, without having the full chart, if there are any health-related concerns, it usually comes from energy that's gotten stuck, you know, energy that you're not allowing to flow in some way. So, you know, for the purposes of these few minutes we have together, I'd rather put that to the side because I don't know the answer to that. You know, but what I do know is if your energy isn't flowing, then it could back up, and you know there could be certain physical diseases. Yes. But here's what I can tell you. As you're a Gemini, as you know, of course. Let me just look at this before. Yeah. You know, and Gemini, I call Gemini sort of the information junkie of the universe. You know, usually very bright people with Gemini energy, they, you know, pick up information very quickly. They bore very easily, get restless. Well, you're a Gemini with both of your relationship planets, Venus and Mars. Venus is what we value, what we love, what we appreciate in ourselves and in others. And Mars is what drives us, what we're passionate about, what we desire. You have both of those planets in the first sign of the zodiac, Aries, which is the sign of the pioneer, the sign of courage, self-reliance, independence, being true to yourself. I call Aries Star Trek energy. It's that dare to go where you've never been before. The reason I'm bringing that up is because in 2011, the planet of expansion, which is Jupiter, will be in Aries. Jupiter has a 12-year cycle. It spends a year approximately in each sign. So you're coming up on expansive energy where your self-worth, your value, your self-esteem, can be money, can be creativity, coming to Venus, and then also coming to Mars, expansion of desire, passion, action. So I would hope that you would at least have an inkling of something that excites you for 2011, because it really would be a time to kind of go your own way and take some kind of a risk where, you know, your action and relationships are concerned. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
That's huge. The last time this cycle would have occurred would have been 99. It doesn't mean that the same events will happen because you're making the choices, but it's certainly a time to kind of go for it, you know? I mean, in other words, if, you know, this would be the kind of thing, I mean, anything that would be pioneering, moving halfway across the world, getting married, getting divorced, starting a new business, ending a business, you know what I mean? It could be anything. It just means that you're going to have access to a lot of dynamic, assertive energy in 2011, And, it would be a very productive thing to have a channel for that.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? So do you have some big things on the horizon in the next year, or what?
Well, hopefully, I'm looking to, I'm sure, big changes are going to, come. I do have thoughts and ideas. Just implementing them is probably, another task in itself, so I kind of got to get a focus on that.
Well, it's interesting. Even though, no matter what time you're born on the 26th, you're a Gemini with your moon, which is your feeling nature, the planet of emotions, in Virgo, and that's about dotting the I's, crossing the T's, being organized and practical and efficient. Well, that kind of flies in the face of the Aries energy that you have. It's sort of like there's this part of you that wants to make sure you have your ducks in a row, but by the same token, Aries energy is so spontaneous, it's not about having the ducks in a row. So it means that you have, as we all do, many facets to who you are. And so you have this, more detailed and practical and efficient and improving the quality of things part of your life. Moon being in Virgo would suggest that it would be important for you to have kind of your routine on a daily basis in order to feel sort of emotionally stable and secure, even though, as I said, there's this extremely spontaneous part of your personality that also needs expression. So, when you say about, sort of the follow-through, that would be that practical, efficient side of your personality talking, rather than just the trusting that if you take a leap or take that first step, that the next step will be revealed to you. The question that people ask in interviews, I have a personnel background, where do you want to be in 5 years or 2 years? It's like, where do you want to be in the next moment, I mean, it's all well and good to have a goal and to have a plan, but not get too stuck on it. And so you have a part of your personality that could be even a little what I would almost call anal, and yet at the same time you have this other part that just is very spontaneous that, may be the part of you that encourages other people to take risks.
Yes.
Like people come to you when they want to take a risk because they know they'll be encouraged. Does that make any sense? Does that happen in your life?
Yeah, I think, people have approached me and I do kind of have that, way of, expressing what I feel to them. And
how many times we open our mouth to say something to someone else and we get that it's exactly what we need to tell ourselves?
Oh, that's happened so much.
And so when you're encouraging someone, when you're saying things to people like, well, you can do that, or, in other words, that sort of kind of follow through on your instinct stuff, you're speaking to, they're giving you the opportunity to talk to yourself. And all I'm saying is in 2011, you have a wonderful opportunity. Let me just see where Venus and Mars, what degree they are. Venus is at 20, Mars is at 21. Wow, they're right together. So, this would be sort of like a May time frame. Well, sort of right the month of your birth, actually. But you'll feel it. You'll feel it as of the end of January when Jupiter goes back into Aries. It won't come to those planets in your chart until, as I said, until the May time frame. But, the beauty of astrology is it's as much a diagnostic, a way to understand how we're wired, and at the same time it's a timeline. It's a way to say, it's like, because I'm telling you, you're going to be in this major, courageous, bold, and daring cycle in the May time frame, so whatever your plan is in your life, the astrological information, and that's really what it is, it's not a belief system, it's data, here's some data that will sort of corroborate, whatever timeline you've got in your head kind of thing, if that makes sense.
That's fascinating. Yeah.
So that's exciting. I'd love to see what transpires for you after after the first 6 months of the year.
So would I.
Well, all you need to do is trust that something will, and something that you're really excited about. So that's where I would hang out with it. I would hang out in. I don't know what it is, and I don't know, but I know that there's going to be something that's really going to call me out, and I'm going to be real excited by it. and leave it at that, and the universe will handle it.
Well, I want to share something, Bruce. I think I've talked to you. It feels like I talked to you last night. But did I talk to you last night, Bruce?
I'm not sure.
Victoria? It seems like I chatted with you last night. But you know what? I want to share this with Lorelei, too. Sometimes, and it's hard, but sometimes the adventure of not knowing is part of the journey. Because if we knew everything, boy, there wouldn't be much of a journey. And I'm not going to be doing the tarot tonight, but it would be interesting to see how that tarot works with what she's saying, because you are definitely in a fortune year. So you have to be getting, you know, that creativity like Lorelei was talking about. There is so much going on with you. And you know what I do, Bruce, I mean, it's just flat out, because I'm very different than you, but I have that similar, oh my gosh, all these great ideas, is I go to bed at night and I just say, help me sort it out. And when I wake up in the morning, I'll know the first step to do. And I do simple steps like that with spirit, because, you know, I get so wound up sometimes that I have too much going on and too many ideas, and I have to take one step at a time. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, that's a great thing. That's what I would suggest that you consider, Bruce, because this is a very, potentially can be a very exciting time. And if there weren't some fear, you wouldn't be human. You know, it's just a question of what you do with the fear.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, you know, that's my problem too, is like the fear of, you know, like I know about the spontaneity of things, and also the anticipation, which is probably more the fear aspect of, okay, you know, what's going to happen.
Bruce, if you were in my household, I have a little 11-year-old who does tarot card readings. And, boy, I tell you, when she sees me like that, she just says, you know what, spirit's guiding you. You need to take a deep breath and listen. So I'm going to share the same thing, because I see a lot of angels around you and a lot of spiritual help. And you just need to just really take some deep breaths, breathing, as Lorelei and I both know, can bring in wondrous miracles. Right, Lorelei?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
So just very take
exciting.
Some deep breaths.
Very exciting time.
Well, I'll definitely keep focused on that, and it would be nice to see, you know, the new opportunities and growth, you know, coming through, because I think it's time.
Well, the point is, Bruce, you have a pioneering side of your personality. You have a, you know, I can do it kind of, that's part of who you are. And that independent, self-reliant, be true to yourself part of you is being expanded in 2011. Not because Jupiter is doing anything to you, but it's reflecting what's going on inside you. That's really what the truth is. It's like the planets only reflect what's happening inside us. So it's a way to understand, oh, that's why I feel this way, as opposed to I'm at the mercy of Saturn or Pluto or the full moon or whatever. You know, it's like we are the planets. So, you know, I would, you know, even if things like movies like, you know, any kind of adventure or action movies to get that energy flowing, you know, would be a great idea. And if you're a Star Trek fan, it would be great to watch some Star Trek stuff. You know, Star Trek being, you know, I'm that whole, you know, going where you've never been before. That's very Aries, and that's very Star Trek.
Yes, I suppose you've got to just get out of the mind more and just kind of listen to the heart. And
absolutely. Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
And very likely, and this is what I love, by the law of attraction, you very likely have people in your life already, or who will come in the next year, who will have prominent Aries energy. They'll either be Aries, you know, which is March 20th to April 19th, or they'll have like the moon in Aries or something, and they will be in your life by the law of attraction to mirror that back to you. Like, in other words, like if you have friends who are entrepreneurs or whose courage you've admired, or you've found them to be bold and daring and maybe a bit selfish too, but, you know, because that comes with the Aries territory, it would be a great time to contact them, because just by being in their energy, that would stimulate that energy in you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And very likely, as I said, they may be people you already know, or, as I said, new people coming in.
Great. I'll definitely keep aware of that also.
Cool.
Well, thanks for calling in, Bruce. We hope that you have a wonderful evening. up there in Chicago. So it was great chatting with you, and I'm glad that you could call in.
Yes, thank you very much, and have a great New Year to both
of you. Thank you so much. It's nice to chat with you again. Thank you.
You too.
All right.
Okay,
well, thank you.
Night.
Super.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, Lorelei, I know those of us that are so privileged to have your emails, I know that this is a last quarter moon phase coming in into the new year. So can you help us a little bit understand how that affects us?
Thank you for bringing that up. That's an interesting energy because, you know, we're so programmed to go into a new year with lots of, you know, and a new energy and New Year's resolutions and goals and all that sort of stuff and, you know, hit the ground running, all those expressions. And we're very likely not going to feel that until after the 4th of January because the new moon is the 4th of January. So we are in, I just started my cleaning regimen that I do every, that week of the last quarter moon. You know, that's the time when we don't have as much energy at our disposal because it's a time of releasing, you know, getting rid of what we don't need, whether that's clothes that don't fit, old possessions, old patterns of behavior, old, you know, it's a time of, I call it the let go and let God phase of the moon because it's a time I think that we all, I know I've, you know, now that I know what it is, I don't struggle as much, but it started at 11 something last night and I woke up this morning feeling a little anxiety and I thought, now what is that about? Oh yeah, I'm supposed to start cleaning out this week now. And and you know, there's that sort of thing that many of us have of how unproductive that is, you know, how can cleaning out my files or cleaning the bathroom be productive? Well, the point is when we clean out, we're making room for the new to come in. So it's kind of interesting to go into a new year while we're really in a release time as opposed to a, you know, take the world by storm kind of thing. So what I would suggest to folks between now and the 4th of January is, like, don't overwhelm yourselves, but clean out something every day. In other words, whether it's a drawer or a shelf or, you know, a console of a car or the trunk, something really small with the intention of cleaning out the space to make room for whatever it is that the new will be about, and people don't even need to know what the new is. It's just like, okay, whatever the new energy is, it's going to serve me in my life. I'm making a space for it.
Right.
You know,
okay.
I'm cleaning out. So thank you for asking that because that's kind of a subtlety that you know, I know that if we knew nothing about our own chart and just knew what the moon was doing, life would be easier. So,
well,
you know, this,
yes, you know, you have helped so much. And also, I want to just share something with all the listeners, too, because starting when I woke up this morning, Lorelei, I was like, you know, I felt great. And then all of a sudden this sadness came over me and I was like, oh, my gosh, I've got to get into gratitude. So I went through my whole, you know, getting in the vortex and, you know, really got in and took my walks. Had my daughter do a reading on me, but it was releasing. It was just letting go. I looked back at your last quarter moon phase, letting go of everything that has outlived its purpose. That's what you wrote. And I think that's incredible because tears are letting go. We don't even have to necessarily know what they're about.
Absolutely.
But interesting. Well, I have to share because I want to share this with everyone out there. I realized after a few moments what mine was about. And I really went into my heart because I said, look, I don't have all the answers. There's no card reader. There's no anyone that can give me my answers. I can only get them from my heart, my connection with spirit. And I felt a little unloved, Lorelei, a little bit unloved because it was somebody I was interested in that's not going to work out. And I thought, well, wait a minute. Where does your true love come from anyway, Vicki? It comes from yourself, Victoria. Now you know where it's coming from. So at that point in time, I reconnected with my heart. And after that, it was much calmer and much happier and took a walk, fed the horses, my neighbor's horses. And now I feel fine, but there is still that little edge of sadness, but it's a release.
Yes,
so I just
absolutely.
Share that with people because sometimes we wonder, well, we are in gratitude. We have so much, but why am I feeling this way? And these types of moon cycles can certainly help to understand.
Well, now, and feelings are the spiritual GPS. I mean, it's our feelings that really tell us where we are. And, you know, it's about in my opinion, and boy, it's taken me years to do this on any kind of consistent basis, it's about embracing everyone. It's like, oh my God, I'm sad again. Oh my God, I'm depressed. Oh my, you know, or I'm happy. But it's really being with those parts of us that are hard to be with, because if we're not going to accept responsibility for them, then unfortunately it's going to take its toll in our relationships.
Yes.
You know,
because
we're going to make other people responsible for those parts of us that we don't want to be responsible for.
Yeah. Well, it was fascinating because, you know, I really had to live in it today.
Yeah.
I had to be in the heart and not try to be. And I always share this with my listeners week after week. Be in the feeling. That doesn't mean you have to go boo-hooing all day long, but at least acknowledge where you are and don't try to stuff it down, because that's when we get into this part that you, I love that the part that you said, I let go of everything that has outlived its purpose. Well, stuffing your emotions down. Oh, I'm not going to look at that now. Look, I've got to be happy. It's New Year's Eve.
Right,
you know,
right,
that,
exactly.
I mean, we have to be joyous. Or it's Christmas. We have to be. I want to ask you something about astrologically about Christmas.
Yes.
This year, and I know it's past now, but this year, Lorelei, I felt that there was more realness, and I wondered if it was just in myself, but I wanted to see what you felt.
Say a little bit more about real, when you say realness. I mean, I know what the word means, but what was your experience?
There was not as much facade this Christmas, I felt, with the people in my life and the people that I know. There was more a realness of what Christmas is about. It wasn't like, oh, we have to do this, we have to be excited. It was more like, oh, yeah, well, it's a beautiful day. It's about love and it's about family. It wasn't the hype. And I think people get so hyped up, then after Christmas, they crash.
Right.
And I personally didn't feel the hype, but I also didn't feel it with the people in my life, which, of course, I'm mirroring also. So it's
right,
a good thing.
Right, that's what I was thinking, because I'm trying to think as you're talking what – that, you know, something that occurs to me that might have something to do with that, although I'm not sure, you know, might be the retrograde, the fact that, you know, people are not as, you know, they're kind of, because a Mercury retrograde can be a certain relaxation in one's energy. You know, when you say real, I'm trying to think of what that might be.
Well, I guess what I mean by real is that you're really in the moment compared to, I have to be happy, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
I felt that people were a little bit more themselves and more honest with how they were feeling in that time instead of faking it out. And that's when I think about real. I didn't realize we were still in retrograde. I thought retrograde was over.
No, not until the 30th, actually. It's the 30th.
Well, holy moly. No wonder I've been. Yeah, no wonder. Okay. Well, then, see, I don't know why. I thought retrograde was over before Christmas. Where in the world did I get that from?
No, actually, it goes forward like at 2-something a.m. on Thursday. But I just want to say, it goes forward, which means clarity will sort of return, and it'll be the first of the year and all that. But there's a period that the planet has to pass through to then really start the new energy. And so really the new energy will begin more like, because people sometimes wonder, they go, okay, Mercury's finally direct now. All these things that weren't clear are going to clear up, and I'll know exactly what I'm doing. And it doesn't work that way, because the planet needs usually a couple of weeks to get back to where it was when it went backwards. In this case, that will be actually about the 16th, 17th of January. So that's,
okay.
It moves forward on the 30th, but it has to cover the ground again that it went back into. So, and, you know, a lot of even the confusion of Mercury retrograde may have been masked by the new year. I mean, by the holidays. You know,
okay.
Just the fact that, but like if people had trouble concentrating, or what should I get this person, or, oh, I forgot this, or, you know, I'm sure lots of details fell through the cracks over the holiday for folks just because, you know, there's so much. See, typically a Mercury retrograde is don't add anything new to your plate. Take things off your plate. Well, at the holidays, there is stuff added to the plate because, you know, we go visit family and they visit us and we have presents and, you know, whatever that's about. So my initial reaction to what you're asking is, I think a lot of that, what you've been witnessing, is a mirror of you.
Well, and it could, yeah, that makes sense.
Not to
I know
say
I,
that people yeah. aren't more real and more this and more that, but I think it's a mirror of you. And one other thing that somehow might speak to this a little bit, Jupiter is still in Pisces, which is the last sign of the zodiac. It's the finishing up sign. Well, one of the qualities or characteristics of Pisces, other than gentleness and compassion and idealism and martyr victim and codependency and those things, but is, you know, take your pick, right, is forgiveness. So I would say that wherever anyone is needing to forgive anyone, which is really forgiving ourselves, that's what it really boils down to,
before
Jupiter goes into Aries, which is January 20th, that would be a really good use of our time and our focus to think about, you know, anywhere where we're still holding on to any unforgiveness of ourselves, of others, so that, again, we clear the path for whatever new is coming in 2011. You know, my line for 2011 is live in heaven in 2011.
Oh, that, I like that, Laurel. I got.
I have life is heaven,
like
but live in is more of a. It's more of a an action. You know, it's requiring an action because, you know, I mean, it's almost like whatever folks have had on the back burner that they want to accomplish, do, you know, that you know might challenge some of their existing structures and relationships. I mean, Jupiter in Aries is about all of us being true to ourselves, especially people that have Aries energy. You do too. You've got, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, aren't you born with Jupiter in Aries?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll have another discussion.
but let me ask you, just so everybody will understand. Now, Jupiter, tell me a little bit about Jupiter so everybody will know. Like, Jupiter in Pisces would be a softer energy than Jupiter in Aries.
Exactly.
Correct?
Jupiter, Jupiter did go into Aries into about to 3 degrees of Aries in June, and then it backed up in July. So it was there for, you know, a month and a half or whatever. So we all sort of felt the energy in the summer. But then it backed up, and but Jupiter in Pisces is—it's also about, you know, an expansion of spirituality, of idealism, of all the Pisces stuff. Jupiter is—it's how we make meaning and purpose out of things. It's the contract with the universe, is what I call Jupiter. It's sort of like what we signed up for. What gives my life meaning? That's what Jupiter is about.
Oh wow! No wonder. Boy, for all of us out there, and me included, that have had huge shifts going on, so that makes a lot of sense. That makes a whole lot of sense. So, you know, one thing I know last year, I believe it was, Lorelei, and I want to share this with everyone, a wonderful, talking about forgiveness, you're talking about Jupiter and Pisces. You know, New Year's Eve, I know a lot of people go out and drink, but there are also wonderful opportunities, even if you're at your own house. Now, I think we went to Unity last year. I think, wasn't that?
Did.
Didn't I see you there? I thought.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And, I mean, this year I'm going to a sweat lodge up at Yellow Horses, and we will be releasing, again, forgiveness and releasing things at the sweat lodge, which I guess are the same thing you do at Unity. You do the burning bowl.
Absolutely.
Which,
that's a great thing to do.
But you know what I want to share with everyone, too, Lorelei, and if you have some ideas, too, is, and also I want to let y'all know we probably have time for one more caller if somebody wants to call in and have a question for Lorelei. But we, even if you have a fireplace, or even if you don't have a fireplace and you're living in an apartment in the city, you can still get a burning bowl. I hear your little puppy.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Listen, I have a cat next to me and a little poodle, so, you know, it's like heaven. But, you know, you can take a burning bowl yourself and, you know, put in there what you don't, that you're letting go of.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It was very interesting, y'all. I did this last year, and I got a letter from the Unity Church in Atlanta, Georgia. And I looked at some of the things that I had accomplished and some things that I didn't. They send you a letter. So I did it again this year since I'm not going down to Unity. I wrote up everything that I want to accomplish this next year, put it in a drawer, and I had my daughter do it, and we'll open it up next year. So I just want to share these things with folks because you don't have to get out on New Year's Eve. If you don't have a Unity Church and if you don't have a sweat lodge, it doesn't matter. You can do it right where you are, and you can go through your own ceremony. Do you have any ideas on that, Lorelei?
No, I think what you're saying is absolutely right on. I actually am going to go to Unity this year because it's my favorite Unity service. But I think what you're saying is absolutely true. It's really, and especially, you know, the letting go at New Year's Eve with the fact that we're in the last quarter moon, which is about letting go. So it really kind of does sort of really dovetail around, you know, and just knowing that whatever we're letting go of at some point really served us well. You know, it served us well, but it's outlived its purpose.
Right. Well, boy, I tell you, we went through clothes the other day. And,
oh, good.
And, you know, it's not just clothes and it things, it's viewpoints and thoughts. And, oh, my gosh, we went through drawers. And, you know, we've been doing a little bit today. So now it makes a lot more sense. Isn't it fun, y'all, how astrology, and this is why I love what you do, Lorelei, is because we sit here and do stuff. And for folks like myself and maybe some of our listeners, other than the first caller, you know, we may not even know what we're doing. But here we're sitting out cleaning out drawers today, going through cleaning out the house and having a wonderful time singing, not even realizing that this is exactly what, of course, I had your email, but you know, I'm not even realizing that that's what we're supposed to do. That's why I feel so good.
Yeah, and that's interesting that you say that. I know when I kind of, and I'll use this word that sort of comes from my old Catholic background, when I obey the natural rhythms of the universe, it's like life. I'm gleeful. I'm delighted because I'm thinking, you know, I don't have to put that kind of pressure on myself to go do that because I know it's a time of getting rid of and releasing. Like I cleaned out my fridge today, you know, put new paper towels down. Tomorrow I'll do the bathroom. Once I get that whole cycle going, then it's great, you know, because then I just really am conscious about the cleaning part rather than, oh, God, I got to go clean the toilets or, you know, whatever. There's something really so wonderful about knowing that you're responding to the natural rhythms.
Well, I think all of us tend to do that, but I have to share with everyone that when we fight things, and I love what you say, Lorelei, it's not that they're, you know, the moon and the stars are dictating to us what we're supposed to do, but it's just sort of like a flow. It's like there's all this energy that we either flow with it or we fight it.
Right, exactly.
And I'm learning it. It's taking me an awful long time. I mean, I'm older than dirt, and sometimes I still have to sit there and say, my gosh, you're fighting, you're resisting. And it's so fascinating to me about astrology, because when I got this email that, you know, the last quarter moon phase that you had said, and let go of everything that has outlived its purpose, y'all, that's a very strong statement. I mean, mm-hmm. that is a very powerful statement that you made, Lorelei. That's very powerful.
It's easier to say than, you know, when I write that statement and I think, okay, now what do you need to let go of that has outlived its purpose, Lorelei?
Well, sure. And you know, I always say that for me personally, it's not just the clothes and the things in the drawers and all that, but it's also it is our thoughts and our viewpoints about something.
Sometimes and it's more that. The stuff on the physical level seems easier to recognize. Well, gee, you know, these clothes don't fit. I don't like them anymore, blah, blah. And certainly, I think when we can clean out stuff on the physical, it's great. But a lot of times, it's like, I can't believe I'm still responding that way in that situation or to that person or, you know, whatever. Yeah. My God, that's so old in my life, you know.
Yes. And it does. It gets very old when those things happen. I don't know who in the world that's calling me. But it's fascinating because I had something to happen today, and I did the very same thing you just said. Well, that's amazing that I still responded that way. Now, I've done so well for months, and all of a sudden this comes up. But everyone, y'all, it is so good when these events happen, because it just reminds you that things come off of us, our viewpoints all come off in layers. That's why we have moon cycles every month,
exactly.
Like these last quarter moon phases, to help another layer come off. And
absolutely.
The layer that you're working on in December of 2010 is going to be not as deep a level as it will be next December 2011. It'll be
exactly much deeper. If it's still hanging around. That's exactly right.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, whatever we're working on will be even a deeper level of something. You know, and eventually, I mean, I'm amazed at how much we get as we become more aware in our lives. Typically, sometimes it does take age to do that or experience. But isn't it wonderful, Lorelei? I mean, to know and to have this wisdom that you have with astrology. And, you know, I do the past life regressions, and that helps also people to release those viewpoints and those old thoughts and those old patterns that those past lives sometimes we carry forward in this life. And I want to remind everybody that I'm offering that this coming year too as well. And you know, feel free to contact Lorelei. And if you don't remember her website, well, mention it at the end of the night. You can also go to BBS and I can hook you up with her, because it is such a wonderful experience to have your astrology chart done for the beginning of a year. I mean, I think
absolutely.
That's exciting. It's
well,
like,
you know,
okay.
I've had my own astrologer since 1978 when I first was introduced to astrology. That's over 30 years, and I consult with him, and I do this for a living. I consult with him 2 to 3 times a year at least, and right. and became an astrologer because I found the data has been so valuable and useful in my own life and in other people's lives as well. So,
well,
but again,
yeah,
it's data. It doesn't. It's not about, nobody has to believe in astrology. It's information that, you know, you can glean from many sources, and here's another source of information that can improve the quality of life. I mean, bottom line.
It definitely can. Now, let me just ask you this, because I know a lot of people are wondering. Astrologically, looking at the future in, you know, the next year or so, can you look at that, Lorelei, and see just from looking at a nationwide type of situation, not individuals, but does it look like the housing market is going to get better? Or any shifts in consciousness, or anything that's going to shift in America that you can be aware of at this point that you have looked at? Or,
well, there's certainly going to be shifts for sure, because America, the United States of America, is a Cancer nation. You know,
okay.
July 4th is our birthday. And,
yeah.
and that's all about security. We've certainly been mother to lots of countries and et cetera. Well, Jupiter in Aries is going to be challenging that. So my point being, it doesn't necessarily mean our security structure will be challenged. I mean, that's already happening. But again, it would suggest, you know, new leaps, new directions, new beginnings, letting the past go kind of thing. So however that translates into our nation and policies and procedures and all of that, it will certainly be about that for sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it feels like, and I'm getting this from, you know, from an intuitive hit, but I'd love to chat, you know, about it, because I know there are a lot of people out there that are wanting to sell their house, moving on, you know, making shifts in their lifestyle, which can't be done if their house doesn't sell.
Right.
Or, you know, they can't move to a new city because, you know, they can't get that new job because, you know, they live in a house and they can't, you know, afford two houses. And I have just been feeling, and help me out here astrologically, but I have been feeling that there would be some sort of shift coming at least by summer or later in the year.
I would say by the spring, actually, probably so, yeah. Because
okay.
the other planet that is going into Aries, now Jupiter has a 12-year cycle, but the other planet going into Aries, which also happened this year briefly, is the planet Uranus, or Uranus, which is the planet of change, rebellion, the planet of ingenuity, uniqueness, innovation, all of that. Well, Uranus has an 84-year cycle. So Uranus has not been in Aries since, I think it's 1928 to early 30s. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long time.
And many of them were not alive at that time. So many of us have never seen that energy before. And so Jupiter and Uranus together are both the planets of freedom and liberation. But as I said, the Jupiter cycles are much more frequent, where this Uranian cycle in Aries, and it'll be in Aries for 7 years, is, you know, that's sort of on the tail end of the Jupiter cycle, you know, people are going to have the opportunity over the next 7 years to make some core changes in, you know, allowing their sense of self-expression to not be restricted and confined by old patterns or old authority figures or whatever.
Oh, that's going to be fascinating.
Yeah.
Now, I hear an echo in my voice. I don't know if that's – can you hear that? We'll just proceed.
I don't.
Yeah, okay, good. Now, is there anything else on the political front or anything else that is of keen interest to all of us as far as, you know, shifts that we can be aware of overall? I mean, I know each individual person has their own chart. I understand that. But, you know, nationwide, I think that's just so fascinating that we never look at America as being a cancer. It's a very emotional country.
Yeah. And
it's
haven't
a water sign.
And we have parented many countries.
Wow.
You know, we are the Isn't parent that... to a lot of countries. So some of that may be, you know, that Jupiter and Uranus and Aries may be somehow giving back the independence, so to speak, to certain countries that are capable of it in some way.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess that's what this whole war has been about, helping Afghanistan and all of that. I don't get into all that, but I do play the game Know Your Country with Anya, so at least I know where Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan are. I learned that today. So I was... I get them all confused because I never learned geography in school.
Right.
And now that I'm teaching my own daughter, I'm really learning it. I mean, I really am learning it.
Oh, that's
so
very
it is fascinating. So anything else that you can share with us that would be pertinent to, I don't know, maybe the economy? Anything, you know, we have just a few more minutes, but is there anything in the economy that you feel is going to be shifting?
Well, again, I think by people being willing to own their pioneering side, you know, new businesses are going to be spawned, even though the economy is in such a challenging situation. I mean, people can get real creative now, you know.
Okay.
Just the fact that because the economy is having a challenge doesn't mean new businesses aren't started every day. And so this would certainly be a time to start new businesses that, you know, speak to a need out there that someone feels, you know, compelled to kind of create. So,
okay.
You know, that can certainly be a help to the economy.
Yeah. All right. Good. Well, I want to ask you another question that's kind of changing the subject a little bit. But when you go to an adopt a dog, do you do their chart? To see if they're going to be compatible with you, or do you just go by your heart?
Well, you know, both are true. Unfortunately, when you go to look at a rescue, you don't really have their birth information,
right,
you know, for the most part.
Yeah. That's true.
But for instance, like my dog, you know, she was a litter of two. I've had her for 9 years. She's an Aries. She's my opposite sign. And when John, the person I wrote you about, where we were getting the dog, I remember thinking, because it was in the paper when her birthday was, and I said, that's the dog I want because that's my opposite sign.
Oh, do you mean you've had that dog since John?
I've had that dog since
my gosh.
2001, yes.
Oh, wow. What's her name again? Daisy?
Dolly, like the Dalai Lama.
Dolly Parton, yeah, okay. I knew I had met her before, and she's just so precious, absolutely precious. Now, Lorelei, I want you to give everybody your website again. I know your email is loreleiyes@aol.com. That's
right.
L-O-R-E-I.
L-O-R-E-L-E-I.
Right. Yes, at AOL.com.
Exactly.
And your...
The
go
website
ahead and give
is
us your
name again, Lorelei, L-O-R-E-L-E-I Live, www.loreleilive.com.
Yes, good. And so, you know, y'all go to her website and get your yearly astrology, and then you can get on her email list, and you can also get your moon cycles situation.
Hey, absolutely.
It's a moon phase, I should call it, not a moon cycle.
Hey, right, because we're all born during a different moon phase, and there are eight of them. You know, calendars have four, but they're actually eight phases of the moon, as you know.
Right. Yeah. And I'm personally, I don't know if it's because I have Scorpio in my moon, but I'm so extremely sensitive to that. I mean, I know somebody else I met recently who's very sensitive to what's going on with the moon, and it's probably because of something in his moon cycle, I would presume. But I think it's very fascinating. But as we close this evening, I just want to thank everyone who has called in and those who are listening, and I want to just also remind you to go to AskSpiritNow.com, and we'll be doing past life regressions and many readings, and I'm going to be doing a new reading this year coming up. It's the relationship reading, because I get so many, as I'm sure you do, Lorelei, people wanting to know, is he the right one? What can I do? Help me. And I'm now doing a relationship reading, so I want to share that with you. And I know that Lorelei does that, too, with astrology. So if you're really wanting to find out, and I just want to share one thing, because well, it's almost time, but I remember you did a chart for me, Lorelei, with someone I was dating.
Right.
And part of the chart said, if you go with this guy, there were many wonderful things about it, but one of it said, you will feel like you were in prison. And I'll always remember reading that, and I know now that would have occurred. So you have to really look in the depths of those depths. So, Lorelei, thank you so much for being on the Ask Spirit Now show this evening, and I hope you have a wonderful new year.
Well, thank you so much, Vicki. It was a pleasure, as always.
And well, thank you so much. And everyone, remember to ask Spirit Now. Be blessed, be safe, and have a happy new year. Good evening.